News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's got to be Thursday. Here's Trish.
Good morning.
7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 62 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 93 today. On Friday, we're going up to only 91. Over the weekend, looks like we're going to rise up into those over 100 temperatures, 102 on Saturday, and on Sunday, looking for 104. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Segment of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So we start the day off with them. 70 years in the business, top 100 hospital for 3 years in a row. That's top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Plus, their cardiac unit is in the top 50 in the nation. Shasta Regional Medical Center didn't do that by accident. They treat people well. They have the latest in technology. They have the latest in creative thinking out there. They just do a great job. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They do a lot for our community, and just not counting the medical side. They're out involved in everything.
Yeah.
So how have you been, Trish? It's been a week.
Well, I've been great. I'm kind of enjoying this little cooler temperature. Gives you an opportunity to, I don't know, just not feel like it's overwhelming. So I'm not looking forward to it rising back up to the hundreds, but it is August, and it is Shasta County, so...
Stand
what are
by,
you going to
huh?
do? Stand by.
And it's only the 13th of August, so it's not like, you know, it's kind of, you know. Hey, yesterday we had Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard the show, but halfway through the show, he leaves and arrests somebody.
I heard about that. Yeah. Well, hey.
You know what? We're talking about the crime in Reading and how the Record Searchlight had said they'd done a story, and it was a well-thought-out story, saying, you know, the statistics don't hold up. You know, that there's people think there's so much crime here. In fact, the crime has dropped, you know, somewhat, a little bit. And but people's perception is still bad. Well, there's a reason for this. It shot up 3 or 4 years ago because of AB 109. It may have leveled off and even gone down a little bit. We're not talking violent crime here.
Mm-hmm.
Though we had a spike in violent crime, last year, year before, when they had five people get killed, remember that? And like in the space of a week.
Right.
But they caught the people that did it, and some of them were family members, but others were just meffed out drug heads that killed their, killed other people for one reason or another. And then, but there is still a lot of petty crime. The chief still doesn't believe it's all being reported. And right in the middle of this, somebody comes in and says, hey, this guy's going through cars down the street here. And so Rob walks out and arrests him. He finds him around the corner going through the trash cans, and he's, and so he puts him under apprehension. Now, he didn't arrest him per se. He puts him under apprehension and calls in one of his guys to run a warrants on him and all these things.
Yeah.
Turns out the guy is living down at Good News Rescue Mission, but he's not taking advantage of the programs there. I think they kicked him loose later on, but he was going through Jimbo's car in there.
Yeah.
And he was banging on the window. What was that? And then I saw him later on in the day wandering around down here. So I was just kind of concerned, and but it's that kind of perception that you get that makes you believe that there's a problem.
Well, and it's not only just in Shasta County and in Reading, because certainly the perception, every time you pick up a newspaper or you turn on a news show, and now we're talking violent crime, because somebody's shooting somebody, a family was killed, Somebody, you know, there's, every day it seems like there's some kind of an incident where you wonder if our values have changed so dramatically that that's just how we settle problems. And it's not always with a gun. It's not like, you know, we need more gun control to solve this. It's just, what, there's a different mindset in the world we live in. I think, my own self personally, that this country has lost their moral compass. And I think
this,
that
I've heard this before.
That I believe that until we can I think we need to start over with our young kids and start instilling in them consequences and responsibilities.
Responsibility, I think.
You're responsible for your own actions. There are consequences for your actions. And we need parents who want to teach their children as opposed to letting them decide, well, everything from what they're going to be when they grow up, including their own sex, right up through every, you know, I don't know. I just think that we've lost our moral compass.
Well, you know, the thing, this woman one day said to me, she said, their father is no longer with them, and I have my two children, my two boys. What should I do? What should I teach them? And the one thing I said, if you teach them responsibility, then the rest of their life will fall into place. And I truly believe that. If you teach them the responsibility to take responsibility for their actions, to take responsibility for what they do, to be responsible in owing in completing things like homework and jobs and cleaning the rooms and this, that once they have become responsible and they've accepted that responsibility, that everything else after that is going to fall into place.
And if they are responsible and they don't, then there are consequences.
There are consequences, and
the consequences choices you make have consequences.
They have to be, because if they don't, then that means anything that your child does is acceptable, and that's not true. That is absolutely not true, and that there are winners and losers, that if you work hard, even if you may not finish in first place, that you have accomplished something, but it doesn't mean that you get the prize, because in the real world, that's not what happens.
That's
you
right.
work really hard, but you may not get that contract. You may not get that raise, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't because of something great or that you haven't achieved and hard, you know, and you've learned.
As long as you did your best.
You did your best, but you may not have gotten it. But in schools, we teach that everybody wins. And not everybody does win. Children need to learn is that you work hard, and there's going to be some people that are going to win, and there's some people going to lose, and you have to teach them how to accept losing, not to like it. Never like it. But you can accept it, figure out why maybe you lost, and what you can do. Because it may be as you will never run that 100 meters in 9.3 seconds. You just may never do that. But you might be able to throw a javelin, or you might be able to be the best mechanic, or you might be able to, I mean, that you have got to find what you can do and what you can do well that you enjoy. And that's what parents need to get into when they get into their kids.
But we're just going the exact opposite, Carl. We're just doing the exact opposite when we're teaching our children. We're on a let Johnny make his own choices from the time he's very young. We're not teaching him anything. I mean, our whole society is in this. Let them kind of raise themselves and make their own decisions.
Oh,
it's not. It just isn't. We as parents, we as society, have got to take back over and decide what the responsibility and the consequences are. You're absolutely right.
Right. Well, I tell you one thing you can do for your kids is to ensure they have a good night's sleep.
Well, there you go.
Well, and the way you can do that is with the new sleep number bed for your kids. It's called Sleep IQ Kids, where you can find out how well your kids are sleeping at night. And then you can do some things to assist that, to take responsibility on your part. And that's the other part we didn't mention, was taking responsibility on your part so then your kids understand responsibility. Well, you take the responsibility to see how your kid's sleeping, because a child sleeping, getting a good night's sleep, means it's going to be stronger. They're going to be stronger and quicker and smarter the next day when they go to school or in their life events. And you can do that with the new Sleep Number beds, the new Sleep IQ Kids bed that can show you how they're sleeping, and you can make some adjustments. Maybe letting them go to bed earlier or stop watching TV or how they eat, all of that. And this is what Sleep IQ does for the kids and also for yourself. And it can also help you sleep better by giving you suggestions. My sleep number setting is now up to 45.
Okay, you're getting there. I'm still at 55. Very rarely change it. It works.
It works.
At 55.
Well, you know, and it works. Now, the Sleep IQ, the kids' Sleep IQ beds, you can go down to Target Shopping Center and then go over to the Sleep Number store. And right now, you bring your kids in, you get a chance to win a $5,000 to a $50,000 college scholarship and a Sleep IQ kids' bed. Plus the beds that they have just for you as adults. So you could go in and get a full sweep. You can get your own bed, get your kids' bed, and how much is that worth in your life?
Sleep is very important, especially for the children. They need their sleep to be everything they can be.
Tonight, bedtime. Tomorrow, the world.
There you
go. That's the way I look at it. Sleep Number. Hey, we're going to be right back right after we have these messages. It's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We will come back with a new fire update because Bob's been working on this, and there is a lot of stuff going on right now, including some kind of really bad news for the nation. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
The heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local program in California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 20 minutes after 7 here on Free Fire Radio. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 62 degrees out there. It is beautiful out there this morning. I needed to bundle up. I had to hold the dog.
I had to pull my covers over when the alarm went off. I was all cuddled up in my blankies this morning.
Your blankies. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his people are NRA instructors that teach CCW. They also teach hunter safety and many other classes there, rifle and pistol. And you, if you don't have a pistol or if you don't have one that fits, that during the class they will provide a pistol and ammunition for you and then help you find the right weapon for you.
Especially for a lady, that's really
women.
Important.
It is
really important.
A lot of times a man will force a gun onto his loved one that fits him fine, but it just doesn't work for her.
And they want the power. They think, they need something that'll really work. Well, but it doesn't work well if it's too big for your hand.
If you're not going to carry
much,
if
you're not comfortable with it, you have to be comfortable
right.
with your weapon.
And that's the thing is that you can learn what kind it is, and then one of the instructors will be glad to accompany you to a gun store. Preferably a local one right here in town, local guys, and they'll help you find the right gun for you. And that's important because if just because you have a gun, if you're not comfortable with it and you can't shoot it well, then you know what? Why are you carrying it?
And you won't.
And then you're just kind of hung out there if something really does happen.
Right.
You go into the movie theater and God knows what happens in those things besides popcorn being spilled on you. All right, Northern Firearms Instruction, give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out online, readingccw.com. All right, Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
Tell us what's going on in the fire world.
Well, a couple of things right off the top. The National Interagency Coordination Center, which is the overreaching organization behind the firefighting efforts, has moved to preparedness level 5. That means that basically resources are getting stretched very, very thin. It's a designation that allows some additional federal funding to come in.
Okay, now when we say that, that means there's so many fires going in the United States that all of the federal firefighting apparatuses and
have
people
been
deployed already to a fire. So any new fires means
you
that they're going to have
around.
To start
shuffling,
pulling
and
start pulling. Now we were in that in California. You told me what 10 days ago?
Yeah,
ten days ago we had deployed everything we had, and they were coming in from other states. You watched them coming in from Florida and Louisiana and all these other states are rolling in to help us because we are up to our butts in fire.
Yes, and in the skies over Reading, we're seeing aircraft that we have not seen for a long time, including converted MD-80 air tankers.
I saw
and
one
the
of those the other day.
VA-146 air tankers.
They're coming out, and they've got. It looks like they've got these big things on the sides of the plane. Almost,
yeah.
You know, what are those?
Well,
they're very
the
sleek, except
engines.
The ones they. And then on the sides, that must have been the deployable. How they deploy this stuff?
Yeah, they take an MD-80 converted airliner, which is the Lockheed airliner from that was very popular during the 90s, and add saddle tanks to it, and they can get to the fire very, very quickly, drop retardant. These are a step below the VLATs, which are the very large air tankers, your 747s and L-1011s that are used mostly in urban areas.
Have you seen this one flying over?
Hard to fly that monster through, but these smaller jets can get right in there
but
and drop the
still
drop
large
the retardant.
Jet. Yeah. It's still a large jet, but this thing's coming in. It's sleek except for those side packs you're talking about. And it's coming in. I think it's a white plane, maybe some orange on the nose or something.
An orange stripe on it.
Yeah,
60th anniversary yesterday of the very first air tanker that was used here in California in the Mendocino National Forest. So a milestone there. Let's look at the fires real quick. The big show, of course, in our backyard is Trinity County, where there's lots of action going on. The river fires at 24,000 acres, 12% containment. The Route Fire, 26,000 acres, 19% containment. The South Complex at 16,000 acres, 15% containment. Better news with the Mad River Complex at 21,000 acres, 45% containment. And the Fort Complex near Hay Fork, 28,000 acres at 26% containment. Up near Crescent City, the Gasky fire at 2,600 acres and a quarter contained. The Dodge fire up in Lassen County that's burnt blackened 11,000 acres is at 80% containment. And the Humboldt Complex, the Rocky fire down by Clear Lake that was making all the news.
Yeah. Right.
That's at 95% containment, 70,000 acres burned. So as these bigger fires start winding down, those assets get shuttled over to these fires in Trinity County. But somebody asked me the other day, Trinity County, are they going to get them out in a week or so? No, this is going to be going on through September because of the rugged, steep, very rough
terrain.
They're
not fighting. You know, a lot of these fires, and I believe, and what I've been told, if it's bad terrain, And there's nothing there, like no people or buildings or anything like that to burn. It goes. They just burn it. Let it go. Because what
they
are you going to do? You
steer the fire away from inhabited structures and let nature take its course.
And they let it burn out the way it used to do. Except when it used to burn out, before we got into this trying to save the forest and done nothing but destroy them.
Out by 10, yeah.
Yeah, it would burn through and take out the little stuff on the bottom and just wouldn't run through there, but it wouldn't hurt the big trees.
Yeah.
And so now, though, you've got so much fuel in there, it just burns the big trees, and then it gets started, and then now we lose it all.
We moonscape.
Thank you. Thank you, environmentalist. Thank you.
Well, we decided that we didn't want to cut them. In all the decisions we make, I think we need to start realizing that we as a community...
That's
not
right.
necessarily individually, have made these decisions. The greatest one that we're gonna not cut trees, save them for the, you know, preserve the spotted owl, you know, all of that old growth nonsense. And now we've gone, 30 years without managing our forests, and now we're paying for it. Boom, they're gone.
Spotted owls burst into flames. Trying to fly out of the fires.
They weren't in the old growth to begin with. That's why we couldn't find any. No. They really didn't like old growth.
They did find them down at Walmart.
Yes, we did. Found them in every log deck we looked at any place.
They were there in Walmart in the trees there. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Should we shut down Walmart now?
It's really a shame. And those fires over in Trinity County, some of those in that very rugged terrain are not going out until it rains and snows on them.
Which could be in 2 years from now. So we may have the fire right down here.
Yeah, well, you never know, because it's going to take a lot of moisture to get rid of them. They found out, like up in Yellowstone, they've had the snow come in and settle down on them, and then the middle of the next year, those things will bust up and burn through, you know, come out, and they'll have
holdovers. Yeah, they've been going along the root system and staying alive,
exactly.
And then they kind of pop up. Yeah. And
it's warm,
this is
and
just,
boom, all of a sudden.
Had a big holdover pop up near Hoopop early on in the season. It warmed up, and up the flames came.
Well, here comes a big holdover at poop, a big pop up at Hoopop. Is you sure that wasn't like a? Hey, I'm gonna get into marijuana here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna talk about marijuana.
I'm gonna
here.
Pass, thanks.
Okay, well, I'm gonna talk about that in a couple minutes. I'm gonna take an early break. And good morning to Des, who is in the Netherlands. Has been with us here for the last week or so.
Oh.
She's I say she because it could be he. But when I said he, I think Des said she was she. So Des, perhaps you can clear that up for me here via the chat room. She's on the chat room. She was telling us, oh, here's the big news over here was a young Netherlands girl that did a bungee jump without being attached.
Ooh, icky.
Oh. So and then Ferguson, Missouri. That was a big thing for them over there. You know, when you look at our news, you would think that, you know, that we have racial riots everywhere all the time. But then you think about it, that's one city out of how many hundreds of thousands of cities we have and towns in this country that didn't have a riot. It's like this guy shot four people. Well, there are 300 million gun owners that didn't shoot anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but that doesn't make the news. You know, every day it's just a, hey, Carl and Trish and Bob and all these other people, and just have a whole list of people didn't shoot anybody today.
There you go.
Guess what? And that, you know, and that shotgun, that 12-gauge shotgun, it's sitting over there loaded on my chaise lounge, did not go out and shoot anybody today.
No.
Just sits there. Doesn't even, can't talk to you, doesn't do anything, just sits there. That's all. Just sits there. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. I want to talk about marijuana in a place we thought we'd never see marijuana. We'll be right back.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake in 10 to 20.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Dave Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialist. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, ShastaSpine.com.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Cause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RuddingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Pause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:33 in the morning here with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. 62 degrees, going up to 93 today, but it's going to get a lot hotter tomorrow.
Yes, it is. It's going to get up to 102 and 104 over the weekend.
605-4567 is our phone number. And I had something in my throat. I'm not sure what it was. Coffee. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and his associates have some of the best jewelry in the town of Reading, probably in all of the North State. Whether it's estate jewelry or any kind you can imagine, rings, brooches, bracelets, watches, he has it. He has it at very good prices, very fair prices. And if you don't see what you're looking for right there, ask him, because you can never tell what Leonard has in that safe.
Absolutely. If you're looking for that special diamond or any kind of a stone, Leonard can make that happen.
And I've seen him find stones that are, you know, $200,000 stones for people. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
$200,000 stones people are buying in Reading. Well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But he has had those.
I always have to pull those out and tempt me with them, and like I could afford to ever buy anything like that.
I mean, it's just amazing what this man can do. Anyway, that's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, across the street from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Okay, I want to talk marijuana.
Okay.
Now, when Reversion Selmo owned in Selmo's.
Yes.
He was absolutely ruthless when it came to marijuana.
Yes,
eradication of marijuana.
Absolutely.
He had sacks of...
Worked with the sheriff's department.
Oh, and he would fly his plane, his helicopter over to find things and tell the sheriff.
Exactly. And, the sheriff even flew some of the marijuana eradication people around from time to
time. That's right, just to let them see it.
Exactly,
out there.
So they could figure out where it was at, so they could do something about it.
And so, was there any on his property? No. He flew around with me, and I'd be sitting up there, and he'd come in and drop his Huey, and he had a Huey. He didn't have a small helicopter. He had a Huey that dropped on its side, and he looked over, and you could look right down through the bottom of where the floor is, because it's clear plexiglass, so you can look straight down, so you can see where you're landing, and so you're looking down there, and you can see, but you have to look for it because they have it camouflaged. Anything that's got a straight line in nature is not real. Okay, and so then you could see it, and you could start looking for the pipes, and then into that. Then he would have the sheriff come down and say, "Hey, look, I've got this here," or he would go and eradicate it himself. One day he says to me, he says, "Look," he says, "I've got a gunner's belt here." He says, "You want to wear that?" And he says, "And here's an M4," and because we're going to go over there, I said, "Reverse, you know, man, I love you. Not going to get in a gunfight. I'm not going to get in a gunfight. I've gotten gunfights from helicopters before, okay? I'm not going to get in a gunfight in Northern California because we're flying over a marijuana field and somebody shoots at us, you know? I'm just not going to do that." And, you know, of course, he's kidding, I think. Anyway, why
probably
am I talking
not
about this? Because Reversion's almost gone. He's been gone for over a year, and he's getting along. He's getting along very well, and he deserves that. He's a good man. But the property was sold.
Yes. The rumor is
that the sheriff, or a team went up there. Maybe not our sheriff, but a team went up on Anselmo's property and took out 5,000 marijuana plants.
That's the rumor on the street.
Now, and of course, not the new owners had nothing to do with it, but it's 2,400 acres out there, so somebody can kind of sneak in off the back. And unless you flew over it or you go over it all the time, which is what Reverge would do, you're not going to see everything on that property. I mean, because it's hills, it's dales, it's valleys, it's water, it's everything out there. And if you are, and I know they don't have a full complement of people like they had that used to be working all over the ranch.
Uh-huh.
It's all kind of concentrated in that one area. I mean, you've got an ideal growing situation out there because there's water.
Yes.
And so, anyway, I could just almost want to send him an email today.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to give him a call when I get done here, and he will not like that, although he really is. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people ask me about Reverge, and he's doing fine back in Connecticut. He's very much back to living on the East Coast, which is where he was raised and where he spent most of his time.
Yeah.
Very comfortable and doing quite well.
And people go, but a lot of people are saying, "Well, I kind of miss him." I've heard people say that, actually.
Well, you know, I would say that because more people liked Reverge than didn't like him. There were certain, he had a unique personality and certainly got sideways of some people and did things perhaps differently than we did.
Yeah,
he was an excellent friend.
He's an excellent friend, but he does things that are right for Reverge without. That if you and I look at it from completely different ways.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at it, that's right. Now, I don't mean just right for Rivera, because he did a lot for a lot of people.
But did more than anyone will ever know in this community.
And yeah, because he wouldn't say anything about it, and nor would he let us talk about it.
Exactly.
But he would make decisions based on his experiences, and his experiences were not like most other people.
Not your average day citizen.
Not your average day citizen. So you had to kind of figure out, well, where did that come from? Then you understood. It wasn't a mean, malicious, or anything he did. Like this fight with the county. You know, he got some bad advice there.
And it was a matter of principle. Then it got into that. For the record, I mean, I will never, ever not say that if the county had accepted what he wanted to do and tried even a little to work with him to accomplish his goal, we would never have gotten where we got.
You would have a place out there that's got more vineyards. It would have that
restaurant. It would be a destination.
It would have been a destination if the county had worked a little bit harder. Now, it doesn't say he was right. There was times that, I mean, come on, that he pushed when he could have just stood there. But he had at that point felt like he had been attacked.
But the reality is, the first instance, and that's what set the whole pattern, he was right, the county was wrong. And the way they came at it, and this is exactly what happens, and I can tell you right now, within the sound of my voice, there's going to be 150 businesses out there that are going to say she's right. because they come up with their unreasonable, sometimes not needed issues, and it's cheaper to pay them and move forward than it is to stand your ground.
Isn't that what Reverge always claimed that, what was his name, the guy? Russ Maul said to him, you can pay me now, but I'll get the money. Yeah, or something.
Well,
that
he
effect.
Said, you'll either give me this permit, grading permit, and this is not what he claimed. It was admitted to by other people that were on the property at that time. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear it just from Reverge. And, in fact, it was contained in one of the members' deposition that Mr. Mull said to him, you will either give me my grading permit or you will never see the occupancy permit for your restaurant.
And he was right. Even though after he reached in
well, he saw the occupancy permit finally for the restaurant. But the rest
Russ
of
wasn't
it,
working there, though.
Well, but, you know, and here's the deal. It started there. Did Reverse make good decisions after that? Absolutely not. He got some bad advice.
Yeah.
It got into a real war.
But the reality is that's where it started.
And many people have paid the fee.
Yeah.
And gone ahead, even though they didn't need to pay that extra
thousands of dollars.
This happened to be over a $200 permit, and it got to be a matter of principle.
Yep.
And from there, we end up with what we've got now, which is a really sad situation. Just to finish that thought, you know, had the county worked with him, and if they would work with other entrepreneurs who come into the county, that would have created a stable base of employment, tremendous amount of revenue. If he'd put that lovely little spa hotel in there, it would have been a destination place for large companies to bring in retreats for their employees. Those things make nothing but money and cause no impact on the county.
And what also
a lot of employment.
And what else would have happened was then they would have been more opened up. Inwood Valley been opened up. Yeah, those five families up there who are doing lawsuits against everybody. So we don't want this change. Too bad. That's what it means when you have private property. That if I buy the Bear Creek Ranch, the 600 acres there, then I can put anything in there I want. And
exactly.
If you want to try and sue me, you can do that. But you're not going to win because I'm going to go buy, I'm going to get my permits, and I'm going to build things because I want to make it a great place for people to come to.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. Now, to clear something up to Dez, our friend in the Netherlands, I did not say anything about shooting at marijuana growers from a helicopter. I'm just saying is that he said, well, you can get in this, and if we fly low and they shoot at us, we can protect ourselves. And I said, no, no. And he goes,
well, Ruffin had an interesting thought process. And a lot of
half of it was, you know what?
Exactly. Most of the time he was not serious.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was trying to. I mean, he had an outrageous mind and a great sense of humor, and actually was quite brilliant. Had a photographic memory. You could be talking to him, and he would start quoting to you from a book.
I know.
Word for word and paragraph for paragraph.
Now,
interesting gentleman.
Was he perfect? Absolutely not.
No.
A person of intellect and from his background has got demons. And he had demons.
Yes, he did.
He had tremendous demons, unfortunately. And but it was an experience knowing him.
It certainly was.
You know, and frankly, I haven't seen him since he left. You have because you went back east. He's never coming back out here.
No, he's not.
He's never going to come out here.
But you would be very welcome if you'd
always,
go east to see
he's
him.
Told me, he said, you will. You know, he misses, I'm family.
He
I'm
misses
family.
His
yeah.
family and he misses yeah. his friends that he made out here. But that's good conversation. I'm glad we brought that up this morning because a lot of people asked me because I was very closely connected, especially towards the end, trying to get it. And we did. For the record, we also, Rivera Anselmo left, you know, when he finished with the county, there's absolutely nothing left in his name or any lawsuits or anything that come back to him.
Right.
That property went through the process. If the conditions on the permits were fulfilled now, that's what the new owner must do. He must fulfill the conditions of the action by the Board of Supervisors.
Here's a question here, and you might know this because I don't. What can you tell us about the investigation into Mull that resulted in the FBI having enough to initiate state charges? Have you heard that? I never heard that.
I knew that
there was an FBI investigation that was going after several people in the
and
county.
And he was one of them.
In the county offices, but I don't think anything happened after that.
Well, I would say that I am once again convinced that the good old boy system in Shasta County is alive and well. Because nothing happened from any of those investigations to my knowledge, and I don't know whether they're still going on, but there certainly were a number of a very in-depth investigation going on about many people in Shasta County, and I don't know that
maybe the answer to that, though, is, Trish, is this, that there's nothing there.
I don't think that's the answer.
Well, if the FBI...
In fact, I'm pretty sure that's not the answer.
If this was the county DA getting into it, I could say, okay, yeah, maybe there's some process. Not that they're not honest, but there could be something. You get the FBI into it. They don't really care. They get in the FBI. If the FBI is investigating it, they don't care about this little podunk county. They're going to come in there and stomp on people. You know that.
No, I don't. Because I know some of the evidence that they have, and I'm just saying that I don't think that's the answer.
Well, but if they've done an investigation, the FBI, now, if the FBI said, okay, here's what we have, and you gave it to the county as opposed to giving it to the state.
And I have no,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure
I'm
either.
Speculating. And what I'm saying is opinion, not knowledge. I'm just saying that's my understanding of it, and I don't know the outcome of any of those investigations.
Okay, we got to take a break here. You know, I want to talk a little bit about, we missed you the other night, Elements Lounge. Elements Lounge, Linda, Ladybot, and the Bluebirds, the first Thursday of each month.
I know.
I think the next one is like September 3rd, and she's got another guest artist coming in there, and I tell
and
you
I
what.
And I missed a great evening,
oh,
I know.
Oh, wow. And I tell you what, not only is the food just really good, but, you know, from 7 to 9, you can sing, dance, eat. Do it all right there. The place fills up, and Wind River really puts on a good show. It puts on, I mean, the tablecloths and lights are turned down, and all the TV sets are turned off, and they just have a great time there. People have a really good time, and you can go there September 3rd, first Thursday of every month. Come down and join us. 243-3377 is the phone number for reservations. We celebrated my birthday that month.
I know.
Oh, I tell you what, if I had drank all the drinks that had been put in front of me, I'd still be laying out there someplace. You would have found me in a homeless camp someplace out there, laying there on the rocks next to the river if I had drank every drink that was handed to me or offered to me. And so thank you so much for everybody that was out there. But what a great time. Elements Lounge, Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll be right back after these messages. Bill, we'll get to you right after this break.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. V-Cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Thursday, the 13th of August. It's 62 degrees out there. It is 11 minutes till 8 o'clock. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Started his business 6 years ago. Locally owned, locally operated. Gives discounts to veterans, has everything you could possibly want for shooting, and instruction. All of it in one spot, locally owned, locally operated, takes care of veterans. I can't say enough about John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur in Reading. Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and happy belated birthday to you. And good morning, Trish.
Good morning,
Bill.
Thank
you very much.
Listen, I've got my electric bill, and it didn't have my low-income credit on it. So I called them last week, and I got my new bill this month. I paid my bill last month, which was outrageous because of the heat. And I called them again this week when I got my new bill, and they're saying, oh, it's going to take 3 cycles. And I said, well, wait a minute. And I got to thinking about it. And this whole thing started right after the meeting that they had at City Council. And I don't know if there's anything in there, but you had mentioned something about the good old boys in there and everything that's gone on with the
county.
The council's getting rid of the board that was in there.
Oh, yeah, the Electric Commission Board.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's, you know, this city council, you know, getting rid of people, you know, moving the open time in the beginning to the end of the meeting. And then during one of the meetings, Francie was telling them to hurry up.
We got work to do.
I mean, come on. I mean, see, this is the kind of way they think, and they do away with the Electric Commission. Do away with the DRBA. They do, you know, anybody that stands up and says, wait a minute, you're doing this wrong, they don't want to hear it. They haven't changed that a bit. And don't forget that. Do not forget that they could change that back, the open comments at the beginning of the meeting. They could change it anytime they want. They choose not to do it.
There's something else, too. The outfit that ended up doing the water inspections or the water cops.
Right.
That outfit, that doesn't happen to be the same security service that Weaver Lumber uses, is it?
Oh.
Whoa.
Well, I don't know, Bill.
I don't know about that.
But I bet somebody can find that out. Well, you know what? I've seen them before. I see them in a lot of different places. They may be a part of the security that you see in, you know, a number of businesses. So it may be his, but if it is his, I hope that he didn't vote on it, you know, because doesn't he have a connection then, Trish?
Is it conflict?
Well, is it conflict? Is it?
You know, sometimes it's better. I always said if there is a perception of a conflict, then you shouldn't vote on it. Never, ever open yourself up to the fact that maybe it's not quite meets the standard for a conflict. But if there is a perception that it is, you're better off not to.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And the gal at the REU, I said, well, can I speak to your supervisor? And she says, can you hang on a few minutes? So I waited and waited and waited. She came back to the phone. She knew I was a little upset. let's say I was hot, but I was pleasant. I was not vulgar or anything, but I was very angry, upset, and she knew it. So she put me on hold. Come back. I said, "Well, let me speak to your supervisor." Well, if you can't do anything, come call us back 2 days before your bill is due. I'm going. And the more I got to thinking about it, is when it clicked on me. This all happened right after that meeting that they had down there.
Well, the fact is that if you're adamant about talking to a supervisor, you can get it. And you know what? And sometimes they actually have now, if you're talking to a recorded voice message there, mm-hmm. that they have software now that can tell if you're upset. And if you are, sometimes they will send you to a person. If they can tell that you're talking, you're upset, you may not be cursing or anything. It's just that some of the words you use, like "you people," and when you start getting into that, then they start, that's a click for them. "You people are doing this to me." That is an indication a lot of times, but they should have sent you to the supervisor. You know, and for the supervisor to say, "I don't want to talk to you," then your next phone call should have been to Barry Tippin and said, "Barry, I wanted to talk to one of your people. They refused to talk to me. I wasn't angry. I just needed to talk to somebody. They refused to do it." And then put it in Barry's lap.
Well, Barry was on there the other day.
Yeah, he was.
And he mentioned something about it, said it was a glitch. Well, that glitch was awful convenient with what had happened down there at the meeting.
How about that?
Yeah. I've never had any trouble with it before until after the meeting.
Yeah. Okay, Bill. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Bye. My water bill, or my electric bill this time, was like, wow.
High.
But we had a lot of people. Yeah, we had parents come in, and we end up running, we got two air conditioners, two systems there because of the way the house is built. And one of them, you run it 24 hours a day. It just...
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
is supposed to be the energy-saving one. This is the new one. And then it's just kind of like, and then Linda, God bless her, I walk into the kitchen this morning, the lights are on from last night. Linda, why are the lights on? She just doesn't notice it. She gets something there, and then she walks out. Whatever.
I am the original light lever on her. I can be in my house all by myself.
You got lights on everywhere?
And I can have every
girls
light.
Girls do this.
I can have every light
that?
In the house on. I have to, and I'm getting better about it. I mean, I'm making a conscious effort to just, before I go to sit down on the couch or watch TV or something, that I just kind of take a tour through the house and turn off all of the lights that I've left on. I don't know why I do that, but I do.
Can I make a suggestion? For those of you who have can lights in your kitchen, the old style can lights, if you're still using incandescent 150-watt lamps in those can lights, get them out of there. You can go down to Home Depot or Costco, get the LED replacements that burn 20 watts instead of 150 watts. The color, you see in here, we have the LED lights now. Color is very natural. You'll use a fraction of the power, and you're
you
not
sure?
pumping 600 watts of heat into your kitchen.
And they're not
they are light emitting diode, and not the ice cream fluorescent lamps that flicker in cold. No, we replace these with LEDs, and as you can see, it's not the harsh blue light that we associate with LED lamps. That technology has come a long way.
Those things cost like $25 a piece, too, right?
Yeah, but you're never going to replace them.
That's what they say.
They have a 40.
And do you need new fixtures?
Right into the old.
They plug in.
The old, if you got the can lights, you take out the bulb. This thing pops in with a new ring on it and everything, and it's good to go.
Okay.
These are like that? Are you sure?
Yeah, these are screw-in. They screw into the standard base. And these,
what did you just say about the pop-in thing, though?
For the can lights, they've got the springs on them. You
yes,
screw in the
yes,
base.
Yeah, okay, I know what
and
you mean.
And they slide
yes,
right
yes.
into position. They're
That's a good
beautiful.
Idea.
I've had them for a couple of years now. Love them.
And if you put LEDs everywhere, you're going to say probably cut back.
Okay, I'm on PG&E, right? People have horror stories about PG&E. 1,300 square foot house, we're paying under $200.
I hate you. Anyway, yeah, but keep turning the lights off, too, is a big thing, right?
Yeah. And I always we used to have the argument that because I used to make the case in my defense that, that I think it burns more turning them off and on than it does leaving them on when you're coming and going out of a room.
This is not,
I know.
Where did you get that from? That's a great argument.
It was a defense mechanism to explain.
You're just like Linda.
Why did I turn the lights on?
I keep them on because if you keep turning them on and off, it uses more energy because they have to start. I mean, like a car engine, and you have to like pull that gas.
I'm thinking.
Yes, that's just like it. No, that's not the way electricity works. God bless you too. Hey, look, next hour. We're going to talk about Joe Wong has done something great for the town again.
Yes.
And, of course, he can't even do something nice for the town without idiots in the blog saying something. I mean, literally idiots saying something about for something good he's done. The Colorado EPA and the disaster they caused, but what's going on right now in our little town. Are we going to start putting Americans on the ground in Iraq to help? And the record searchlight digital copy of the paper. I really want to talk about that. And I just had her on Monday, and I missed my chance. But I'm going to talk about it now. Plus, anything else that Trish wants to talk about, like the debates and Trump and Fox News and all of those. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Way, a same-sex couple seeking a marriage license, defying a federal judge's order that dismissed her argument involving religious freedom. A deputy clerk says the office has been advised by attorneys from Liberty Counsel to continue refusing same-sex couples as it appeals that order. A chaotic scene in Baghdad this morning. More than five dozen people killed after a huge truck bomb exploded at a crowded market. ISIS has claimed responsibility. Crews are desperately digging through debris and rubble from collapsed and burned out buildings, searching for survivors and victims after a huge explosion in the port city of Tianjin, China. More than 50 people are dead, including a dozen firefighters. A series of explosions tore through a petrochemical plant. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell is asking a federal appeals court to allow him to remain free while he appeals his public corruption convictions to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The former governor has filed his motion with the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Last month, a three-judge panel from that same court upheld McDonald's convictions. The full 15-member court on Tuesday said it would not reconsider the panel's ruling, but the court did not say whether McDonald could remain free pending further appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
SRN's Linda Kenyon. McDonald's facing 2 years in prison on his convictions. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says that country is considering expanding its air war against ISIS in Syria. It already takes part in strikes in northern Iraq.
While the legality is different, whether these airstrikes are taking place in Syria or Iraq, the morality is the same. The death cult is just as evil on either side of the border.
Abbott says the U.S. has not yet formally requested help. On Wall Street this morning at this hour, the Dow up about 10 points. This is SRN News.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Brunei's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Brunei's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Some 2,000 firefighters are struggling with tinder-dry conditions to battle a huge wildfire burning through rugged hills about 100 miles north of San Francisco. The two-week-old Jerusalem fires blacked more than 32 square miles and forced about 150 people from their homes. Officials at Yellowstone National Park say preliminary autopsy results confirm a hiker whose body was found last week was killed by a bear. Results of an autopsy rule out the possibility the 63-year-old victim had suffered some sort of medical issue before encountering that bear. Authorities in West Texas are investigating the death of a 17-month-old who died after being left in a hot car during triple-digit temperatures. The child's mother says she had dropped her husband off at work, drove home, and she and two other children went inside, but she forgot the toddler. Child Services has taken her other two children into custody. This is SRN News. Authorities say the subject of a two-week manhunt in the high desert of Kern County, California, was released from jail last year due to a lack of bed space. A sheriff tells a TV station that Benjamin Ashley was released in October because of federal orders that set a limit on inmates at the local jail. Officials have offered $10,000 reward at the search for Ashley, who they believe killed a retiree, took three people hostage, and wounded deputies. The number of Americans applying for unemployment ticked up to 247,000 last week, but the monthly rate remains at an all-time low. Retail sales edged up 0.6% last month as Americans bought more cars, restaurant meals, and building supplies. China trying to ease fears of a currency war after it devalued the yuan for a third straight day. A spokesman for the central bank says the yuan is now close to market levels. Wall Street is reacting cautiously. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Botta and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 13th of August. It's 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. It's 70 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of about 93. Low tonight around 62. On Friday, a high of 91. And then on Saturday, it's going to bump back up to 102. And on Sunday, 104. So we're going to have some of that triple-digit weather coming up this weekend. Enjoy the next couple days of coolness. And the weather's brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Has it all at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California, and their walk-in humidor is spectacular. By the way, they did a great job in helping people that went down there to find me a birthday cigar, and I've got all types of good ones, and they all sit in my little humidor there that I have in the back that I won in a raffle from Tobacco and Brew one time. They've got it all. And like I said, veteran-owned business. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's there. So head on down to 2143 Hilltop Drive. They also help. Joe and Shelley also help a lot of people in this community, and they're a lot like Reversion Selma. You never know when they're helping because they don't really want the stuff that goes along with it. You know, because they don't care.
They're not there for the accolades. They do it because they believe in the community
now,
or.
And here's a guy that does things for the community too, and he does a lot of things on the quiet through his company and all that. But Joe Wong, who of course owns View 202.
Many restaurants, Marie Callender's and Burger King's and
J&A, J&A Foods. But you're right, he owns like 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
Restaurants and
businesses
up and down the coast here. He got involved in this Journey Home, which is the bus tickets to people that want to go home but don't have the money to get home. Mm-hmm. And it's run by the Good News Rescue Mission. And he gave $1,800 last year and would match anything up to $16,000. That's a lot of money. And they've sent, right now, 271 people back, including kids, ranging from San Francisco to St. Petersburg, Florida. And he's just put in some more money, too. But he said something. He said, this is something that everybody should buy into, mm-hmm. you know, not just two or three people. This is something that everybody should buy into because it gets people home back to their families. Back to a support group, and that's 271 homeless or people in that condition out of Reading. They're not on our street. So what was the comment on this from Patricia Barrett? You know Patricia Barrett?
Yes.
She doesn't live here anymore. She lives down in Sacramento, but she just, you know, she loves Reading. So she's got, and Patricia and I, you know, we're friends on Facebook. How that ever happened, I'm not sure. I'm friends with a lot of people on Facebook that you would never believe that I'd be friends with because like listening. I like watching when I do because I don't look at Facebook very often at all. I'll look at it for a little while, and then I don't look at it again. I put things that we're doing on, you know, on the show and all that. But it's interesting. But in this one, she says, oh, Joe Wong gave $1,000 to send people off, to send people away from here. That's not the way it works. And I went, well, yeah, it is. You missed the point on this one. This is just one way of helping people that are homeless. And as one guy wrote, and if you had read the article, you would have seen this guy was here on the streets. It wasn't working. He tried to commit suicide. They saved his life. And then through a variety of ways, Good News Rescue Mission gets him back home to Utah. He said it hasn't been easy, but he's a lot happier there. He's with his sister. And it's worked. This is the kind of things they can do. Joe Wong has been one of the leaders in this. Joe Wong should be applauded.
Absolutely.
Anybody that takes a lead in trying to do something with this community should be applauded.
Well, it's not like we're going out and gathering people up off the streets and putting them on a bus and sending them
away. Putting them in a cattle car.
And it's not like it's people that are citizens of Shasta County that have been here, born and raised here. We're not shipping them off to be somebody else's problem.
That's right.
These are people from out of the area who have no ties here, no support group, have a place that they can get established easier. Just don't have the money to get there. These are the people that are qualifying for the system. We're giving them a bus ticket to take them where they can rebuild their life.
And anywhere from San Francisco to St. Petersburg, Florida. And what happened is then the mission gives them, Good News Rescue Mission, gives them fresh clothes or new clothes and gives them food and vouchers for, mm-hmm. for food for their trip. That the payment for the tickets doesn't, I mean, anything else is for the money from Journey Home. For those tickets, that's all it's used for. It's not mm-hmm. used for anything else. And people need to think about this. This is what you want to, you know, people are all on board with that. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's send them home. Well, you need to get on board with this. They're running out of money. And Joe's put in another $1,800. But guess what? If you want this to work, send your $10, send your $50, send your $100. You're a business and you don't like, people hanging around where you're at. Guess what? This may be one way to send 5 or 6 or 7 or 271 people home to their families and get them off the streets here.
Exactly.
Hello. Hello, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
And it's helpful to them. You know, that's a good thing. You know, we have a lot of people in our community who are involved in a lot of projects. When I was on the Board of Supervisors, quite often I would get a call from someone in the community who there was a project going on, whether it was the county was trying to resurface the exterior of the courthouse, somebody was building a senior center or a One Safe Place or whatever was trying to do something. You would get a call from somebody in the community who wanted to make an anonymous donation. They don't want credit for it. They want their money to go in a place. And I think this community would be very surprised as to who some of those people in the community are who time and time again put their money out there to make a difference in a project. They do, and I'm not still at liberty to tell you who those people are, but you would be surprised the number of people, a lot of who have been vilified mightily in this community, who were the unsung heroes, who put money into projects repeatedly, anonymously.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is that there's the book, The Coming Jobs War. We talked about this several months ago. Coming Jobs War says the leaders of a community are the ones that are going to get things done, not the politicians.
That's right.
Not the staff. What you have to do is provide guidance to the politicians and the staff, because the staff is not going to do it. They are not going to get out of their safe little area that they're in. That's how they build.
It's called job security. If you solve all the problems, your job goes away.
Not even that. But they work well within the bureaucracy. That's how they got to where they are. I'm not saying they don't do a good job. Let's not say that. But when they get up to the higher positions, they're there because they were hired because they worked well within the bureaucracy. How do you get out of the bureaucracy? How do you do these things and make it better? They don't do that. That's not what they're good at. But what you have is entrepreneurs out in the community that can lead the community forward. And, you know, in different ways, and April LaFrance is one example of that, mm-hmm. who came up with these 10 ideas and was vilified by a certain segment because she said something about the library.
Yeah.
My God, April did this and got people together, got people thinking. But you know what? Ask April if she's going to get into this fight again
in a while. Well, and, you know, the sad part of it is, generally speaking, when someone in the community tries to solve a major problem, there is no question that they're doing it because there's a profit motive involved. They're a business person.
Yes.
Their motive for doing things is to build jobs, build their business, make income for them and their family, create jobs, and yes, they do make money off of that. So that's not a bad thing.
No, because it creates
but
jobs.
Well, he's just doing it to build his business. Okay.
So what?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, he wants to take these people off the street that are bothering him. So what?
Exactly.
So what? Ask Bruce Dean, who runs all these, who is head of the Restaurant Association in California, first of all, but has all the Black Bear diners in his park. Have all these Black Bear diners. And in fact, and ask him about people that come in or around his restaurants and the impact it has on business.
Exactly.
You know, and would it be better if these people were given a chance, they're down at the Good News Rescue Mission, you know, Jonathan takes them in, they try to help them, and they're saying, I just want to go home. Boom, we send them home.
There you go.
All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
There's an open casting call for actors, singers, and dancers ages 7 and up for Reading's holiday tradition, A Cascade Christmas. This holiday spectacular features an all-new story, music, dance, and illusion to bring the spirit of Christmas into everyone's hearts. Auditions are at the Cascade August 21st through the 23rd. Singing auditions are on a first-come, first-served basis. Dance auditions by appointment only. Information and appointments online at cascadebackstage.org/auditions or 243-8877.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:19 in the morning here on Thursday, August the 13th. 70 degrees, going up to 93 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our phone lines are 605-4567. Give us a call. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. With all the smoke in the air and all that, you need to get those filters cleaned.
Yeah.
And Alliance Heating and Air, any type of heating or cooling unit they can work on. It's a veteran-known business, and Martin and his people have been around here and working for 20 years. And I can't say enough about how their service is, because we use Alliance Heating and Air. We used them before they were advertising here. They are just really good at what they do. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. I want to get your true feeling. Well, we were just talking about Match.com, and that was hilarious. the people you meet on Match.com. All right. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats right now.
Okay.
Trish, here's what I want to say. Here's Hillary Clinton. She was anointed early. Early, even with all the things that came on. I've been reading a lot about Benghazi. I'm doing some research on that. I'm sorry, what?
She can do no wrong.
She could do no wrong. And the thing about it is Benghazi was a huge mistake. And it wasn't even the fact that of what happened that you could lay directly to her feet. You wouldn't. Because there was a lot of, you know, a lot of middle management people there that made a lot of mistakes. It was what happened afterwards. But this thing with the server, a total disregard of what is right and secure, and then her people under her were doing the same thing. Oh, if Hillary doesn't need to keep her messages on a government secure server, I don't. And they found that that server was in a barn on her property. Now, frankly, you're surrounded by Secret Service people, but it doesn't mean that somebody couldn't have gotten in there. But that's not how they get in anyway. They go in, you know.
Yeah.
So here she is. The FBI has taken the server now, and they have found top secret, plus other things, they have found top secret, sensitive, compartmented information on that server. This is huge. This is big. I'd be in jail. You'd be in jail if you were in the military. You would just immediately.
Look at what they did
but
to that.
But the rules don't apply.
I know.
To
hubris, hubris, hubris. But now here we are. Bernie Sanders is ahead in New Hampshire.
And think about it. Bernie Sanders.
He's a socialist.
And avowed, admitted, socialist.
Try to get Debbie Schultz Wasserman, who heads up the Democratic Party, to tell you the difference between a socialist and a Democrat. She couldn't do it on two different TV shows.
Well, it's hard to say. It's hard to tell.
Hard to tell. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, you know, I go to all the Crime Watch meetings, and Jonathan has got up there and spoke. And he is a number of 62 people sent home on the Homeward Bound program. Also, I read in the paper it's 62 people, and I called the Goodwill Rescue Mission about a week ago, and they say 62. Where do you come up with 271?
Okay, let me go look here. Today in the paper, they had, I tell you what, give me a couple minutes, Nick. And
I wanted to ask Chris about something.
Just give me a minute, and I'll pull this up, and you don't have to wait, but I'll pull it up and tell you exactly where. Maybe I'm wrong on the numbers, but I swear it said 271, because they've spent $12,000 on it. So, okay, what was your question?
Oh, Trish.
Yes.
Do you remember when the Walmart Distribution Center wanted to come to Shasta County?
I do.
How come that was turned down? I understand Francie Sullivan said she was on the Board of Supervisors. I think they were referred to Larry Curley and Moe. It was Maurice Johannesson, Molly Wilson, and Francie Sullivan. Didn't she say, we just don't have the room for it. It seems like Shasta County's been kind of anti-business all along.
Well, you get your personalities mixed up there with the majority of on that board. And actually, I think Francie was on the board. Maurice was not on the board yet, nor was I. And the majority you're referring to was Maurice Johannesson, Molly Wilson, and Trish Clark. Francie Sullivan was on the other side of that 3-2 vote at that point. But the Walmart Center actually never went through the process, the whole process in Shasta County because of the reception they received with Russ Mull. And Mr. Mull had it in his mind the entire time he was the director, my opinion, that it was his job to decide whether or not a business came in, and so he just wouldn't process an application. So that was sure
a missed opportunity for Shasta County.
One of only a few.
Up to Shingle Town with the vineyards, and maybe we need some new people in there. Maybe business people instead of career politicians and government workers.
Maybe that's exactly what we need, because certainly the atmosphere in Shasta County is not and hasn't been for a long time open and inspiring to businesses that want to come in. I will say, and we do have one community, the city of Anderson, who has a very can-do attitude right now. They're all working together, and their attitude when you come into that city is, how can we make you successful? And it's showing, and things are happening down there.
Hey, Nick, you are absolutely right. I totally misspoke on this. I looked at it this morning. I had it written down. I put a 2 in there somehow. It's 71 adults and 5 children, not 271. So thank you very much on that. I mean, because that, you know, but even then, but they've spent $12,638 on one-way tickets.
I'm a big fan of sending them home, but there's a couple things in that program I'm not fond of. Did you know that they have to have a sponsor waiting on the other end? You can't just walk in and say, well, I want to go home. You've got to have somebody there waiting, willing to take you. And I know from firsthand experience, there's a lot of families that are just happy to get rid of the black sheep in their family.
Well, that's the problem. A lot of them have come here because they were with family, and it hasn't worked out because they don't want them here. So now you got to try and get them back. And this is one of the things, Jonathan, when he was on the show the other day, we talked about, is it always going to have to be that, or could there be other ways, that other criteria that they can use to send people home?
Well, you know, I talked to a fellow the other day over on Dana Drive, and he was leaving. He was going from Santa Rosa to Seattle, and he got stuck in Redding, and he's broke. And I sent him down there, and he said he doesn't qualify because he doesn't have somebody waiting for him. I think he cut me off.
No, you're still on.
Your phone's very choppy.
We got it. We're just listening because that makes sense.
Yeah, no,
I've
talked to people in the private sector that would have been happy to send him on his way. He was sleeping in front of a business. And you know, another thing about misinformation, I heard Jonathan on your program say that there is not a 30-day limit down there at the Goodwill Rescue Mission. And I called the Goodwill Rescue Mission, and in fact, there is a 30-day limit to your stay there. There's a couple of exceptions. But I've got misinformation on your show before, Carl, and I'm happy I got the opportunity to call you, and thank you for putting me on.
Well, you know what? If I've said something incorrect, I'm more than happy to say, well, let's correct it. Because when I looked at it, for some reason, the two came into my mind because 271, but it isn't. It was only 71. And
62.
I'm just going out of what it said in the paper today. And they showed it, and plus, and they're counting the kids in that, but it came out to $12,680. And then they broke it down per person how much it cost to send them someplace. And that's why it came out like that. But it seems like that's a lot of money, but when you're looking at each one of those tickets are, like $150, $300. Anyway, thanks a lot, though, for calling in so I could fix that.
You know, one more thing. I looked over that list, and they sent 2 to Fall River for $5, and I see Fall River doesn't have enough homeless. Maybe we could send a bunch of them up there for $5 apiece.
$74 to Ashland, Oregon. $74 to Ashland, Oregon. Man, that's a good deal, isn't it? Okay, Nick, thanks a lot. He's right. You know, when I said 270, but at least at least we've gotten the whether it's 62 or 71. I'm using depending on which say see in the paper here, but.
I would also concur with him that I think the criteria is a bit staunch, and I've heard that before. I think we're perhaps they ought to cut some of the demands about how what has to be in place for you to go. I mean, if you can verify that that's where you came from, I think that ought to be sufficient. I mean, good God, you don't even have to have a sponsor to come in as an illegal alien into this country.
The lady that put together the working group on Reading crime found 10 ideas. City smiled, nodded, and then ignored all of it.
There you go.
I think some of it, well, the part about sending people home, that was started, but it wasn't started, of course, by the city. It was started by, again, we go into private concerns, private business, and leadership. And Nick was absolutely right that, you know, we need to have in that criteria is maybe a little too strict. And I think they are at the Good News Rescue Mission rethinking that.
If
they've got somebody that says, look, this is where I was from. This is where my home is. Yeah, maybe I'm not going back to my, but I know people there and, you know, and why not give them the chance? Now you can say, oh, we're just shipping them there. No. Then, you know, they fill out the paperwork, just where I'm from, you know, and you get all this stuff done and you send them there.
And it's easy enough to check if they have a history there.
And, you know, but the bottom line is this, if they want to go there, and they don't want to be here. This is where I was heading. I ran out of money. I can't get a job. I'm up on my meds now. I just want to go home. So we send them to Tulsa or Boise or, you know, wherever they want to go to. St. Petersburg, Florida. My gosh, $399 for a ticket or something like that, for a bus ticket.
And for 71 people, that's a lot of money. I have to read that article.
That's 12, you know, it's $12,000-something dollars. But when you look and you add it all up.
Okay.
Got to take a break.
All right. And then when we come back, let's talk about the debates and the Republican Party.
I haven't finished with Hillary, did we? With her server, with what she's done and the FBI in it, what I'm saying is that Sanders, you know, Bernie Sanders, the socialist, he's winning in New Hampshire right now. Now you've got Joe Biden that's kind of sitting there on the sidelines, you know, he's kind of licking his...
waiting for all the self-destruct and then
he'll
walk in.
Just like she did last time. She self-destructed last
time. Who else is out there? Do you suppose there's another figure in the background that's going to come out from nowhere and come forward like happened to
Elizabeth
the anointed
Warren?
One last time?
Elizabeth Warren.
I don't know.
They say she could be 20 points up on Hillary in 2 weeks. But Elizabeth Warren, I want her to run. There's a clear definition of whoever the Republican is and when her. She is a liberal Democrat, and she has got a history. And if she's running, it will be a clear definition between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party if she runs.
Except the media will not present it that way.
The media will have to because how are you going to stop this lady from when she's on TV saying the things that she believes in? She is a courageous woman, and she does not back off. So she's going to tell you exactly what she believes in. And if people were smarter, and including myself in that, they should have listened to Barack Obama before he got elected.
Yeah.
He had a 5-minute video where he said what he wanted to do if elected president. And you know what, my friends? He has done everything. One of them.
And I pointed that out to people repeatedly because I did my homework on Barack Obama.
Yep.
And I kept saying, what is it that surprises you about what this man is doing?
He told you what he
was and what he was going to do.
By the way, the Islamic Jihad in the Muslim religion, if they are going to attack part of their way of doing things, they will tell you what they're going to do.
Did you
know that?
Yeah.
And that before the 9/11 happened, Osama bin Laden was telling us that they were going to attack, they were going to attack, they were going to attack, and then it was quiet.
There you go.
And the second it went quiet,
we should have been.
As they looked back at it, they went, oh. So, and I'm not linking Barack Obama to the Muslims. I'm just saying it just reminded me that. He said in advance, hey, this is what I'm going to do. This is my plan.
Natural progression, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we're going to take a break on that one. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
True country star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, live in concert. Are you ready for this country, fans? Friday, August 14th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country artist Tracy Lawrence. He's one of the most recognizable voices in country music with songs such as
I'm marching on, those alibis and lying eyes. If you could paint me a
Birmingham.
Tickets for this remarkable show start at just $20. Tracy's music continues to evolve and engage all generations of country music fans. Do not miss your chance to see Tracy Lawrence live in concert in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 14th at 7:30 p.m.
Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings for Elijah.
For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Country music is better at the river.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. August, I love 13th. Thursdays.
73 degrees out there, sweetie.
I know.
It's going to go up to 93 today. No, the smoke's not bad today.
No, it isn't.
605-4567 is our phone number. It's 25 minutes to 9 o'clock. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business, best haircuts in town, maybe even all of Northern California. Yet, Cypress Square Barbershop. I tell you, you can't get them any better, and you, veterans and seniors get discounts there. Then drive on down the road after you get your haircut or before. Stop by Classy Cafe and Millie and Kathy. Go in, get your hug, and get great food. It's like a mini museum in there, a military museum in there with all the photos
great
on the
food.
Wall.
Great
food,
cooking.
Great people. And I mean it. They give you hugs when you walk in or leave. In fact, for Bad Bob, they both run in and hug him. They do a group hug on Bob.
I'm overdue for going down for a classic Joe's or a classic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely fine. Good okay. Stuff. We've hit Hillary, said she should be in jail at any time because if there is truly justice in this United States, it may not be right now. But who knows what's going to happen 2 or 3 months down the road. It's got the Democratic Party in shambles because who do they have to step in and take on the Republicans? On the other hand, the Republicans. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about that group. Let's talk about clowns in town.
Oh, no. Clowns
in town. Come on.
No.
Some of them. Donald Trump has got to be the chief clown of some circus. Okay, I'm not saying all the Republicans, but my God, this guy is, I don't understand him. You always feel, he's 32%. We like Trump. The only thing he's got going for him is he has this propensity just to say anything that goes across his brain, that comes out of his mouth, whether he's smart or not. He may be a brilliant businessman. He may be worth billions. But my God, you don't turn off the whole woman population.
in this country.
Well, we disagree about a lot of things from time to time, Carl.
From time to time. Yes.
And I'm going to have to disagree with you on this.
Okay.
I believe that Donald Trump has made some statements, no question, that are real. But the question that started this whole thing and Megyn Kelly's absolutely ridiculously phrased question, going back through his TV reality show and coming up with statements that were made during a part of a filming and what have you, taking things totally out of context. What the hell was that?
What did she ask him?
That question about the things that he had stated to women and the words that he'd called them and what have you. And they proved that she went back. He wasn't even familiar with a lot of those. The gal that he said something about being on her knees, she even came out and said, that was totally out of context. I really didn't even remember it, except that it was a comment made during some filming. Everybody that she quoted there, I mean, I thought his comeback with a stupid question. I mean, what did that have to do with being president of the United States? And when he came back and just threw out Rosie O'Donnell, I thought it was a perfect comeback.
Well, what about his comments then later on about her bleeding from the eyes and whatever? I mean, okay, maybe they were.
I didn't take it the way you took it.
Well, how would you take it?
Blood raging from your eyes. There was blood in her eyes.
And from.
And whatever.
Other.
Ears and nose.
And from other. Come on.
Ears and nose and every other place in her head. I didn't take it that way, and I'm not sure that everybody else would have. Not particularly.
Okay, what don't you like about him?
Well, I mean, I don't dislike him, and I don't like him. I don't have any strong feelings about him one way or the other. I think he's a brilliant businessman. What I do like about him is he is at least bringing up the subjects. He's got the American people paying attention. He's getting them off of there. We have a problem in this country,
yes.
And that is that our population is uninformed. Totally and completely uninformed. They get their news off of Facebook. So if it's not registering on Facebook, they don't know what's going on.
Okay, now, here's what I will say is this. Here's what I say.
People are talking about it.
Ann Coulter, who has been on our show before, and you might say Ann is pretty strict conservative.
Yes.
She said, the thing what Trump has done, he has touched the nerve, and this I agree with you.
Absolutely.
And this is what is so good. I'm not totally against what he's done. I'm just saying is that I just really think that some of the things he's done is really ill-informed, and he's turning off a big part of the population. But some of the things he has done has touched the nerve. It's the illegal immigration has touched the nerve of the United States. And as Ann Coulter said, you want Donald Trump to be irrelevant? Fine. You take that illegal immigrant subject and do something about it and say something about it and attack it. And guess what? Then what he says just becomes part of what other people say. Right now he says things that nobody else does.
That's exactly right. And he's brought a lot of those issues that we should be talking about as a Republican Party. The other thing I want to say about that stage that we witnessed the other night is there wasn't anybody on that stage that wouldn't make a better president than what we've got right now or what the other side is offering.
That wouldn't make I know.
A better president.
Any one of them.
And my hope is, and this is what I prefer to think Donald Trump is doing, and we'll never know till the end of this. I think he's going to continue to stir that pot and keep them on target and in
and
the
threaten
news
the third party.
And right out there. No, I don't believe that's his motive at all. I believe that he really wants this country to address some of the issues that are out of there and solve some of our problems and turn in a direction that's going to be better. And I think he's going to continue to keep that crowd bumped up and moving and in the news. And I think at some point he will decide who he will support there and he'll throw his weight behind
whoever. Okay, well, let's find out because
that's my hope, and I think that's
leading.
What he's doing.
He's leading. Okay.
He absolutely is.
But you know what? Who else just rolled in Iowa? Ben Carson.
Well, there you
Whoa,
go. I like him
as well. I tell you what a brilliant man, but he is a brilliant guy, and I've said that three times in a row. And I like some of his answers, but I tell you, who else came on strong? And Charles, I'll get to you right in a second. Carly Fiorino.
Yeah.
Came on hard, and she came on strong, and she came out and said things just like Trump did, except she said it better, and she said what Hillary was. She
says,
I'm not saying she's a liar about everything, but she is a liar about Benghazi. She is a liar about other servers. And she took it on, and she was asked questions, and she gave some great answers. As soon as you mentioned her name, though, I did to somebody. He goes, 30,000 jobs sent overseas and fired from the chair, being CEO. That's exactly what they said. But let's go to...
Well, wait, one more thing before we... And let's just wrap that, because I will tell you who my favorite is in this group.
Okay.
And that's Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz came on. Oh, Ted Cruz? Oh, I was going to say Marco Rubio came on really good.
Ted Cruz is the only one that we have elected in all of these times, and we keep electing these people and sending them back there, and they're going to do this, this, and this, and he is the only one who has done exactly what he told his constituency he would do. And the Republican Party has continually beat the heck out of him for doing it.
Well, the Republican Party is trying to move.
That's what we need, is somebody that will get out of that Washington cartel and do what we sent them there to do.
Well, then we need to bring somebody out of that. But let's go to the phones. Okay, we got people backed up. Charles, good morning.
Well, to say that Trump was being, you know, specifically anti-woman just because he made a few comments about individuals, that's like saying that somebody is, you know, anti, you know, whatever race or gender a person happens to be who, you know, broke into their car, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, you know, you talk about all women, and now you're anti this or you're anti that, and I mean that's the behavior we normally expect from NBC, CBS, CNN. This is not the kind of behavior we expect from Fox News, and it shows a lack of professionalism on Megyn Kelly's part.
I concur.
Well, you know, Megyn took some hits that day. That's for sure.
He deserved them. That was an absolutely inappropriate question.
Okay, what else, Charles? Because we got to go to a break. That was a good point.
Now,
you cannot, just because you make comments about specific people does not mean you're talking about everybody. But I tell you what, though, when you throw fodder out like that, and people are going to graze on it,
and he came right back and they're moving on.
Well, I don't know if they're moving on or not. Let's hope they are. But this is going to come up again. Okay, what else, Charles? Because we got to take a break.
Well, I mean, you can't be going around walking on eggs all the time either.
No.
Because if you do that, I mean, you're setting yourself, I mean, you're like a sitting duck.
Yeah. Okay.
Part of what's wrong with this country is the political correctness, and he's not politically correct. Maybe that's one of the other reasons I like him.
Well, I think you're going to see less political correctness out of this group because they're seeing that people are tired of it. Charles, thank you so much. It was good comments. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know, staycation, Lake Shasta, party boat, houseboat, power boat, whatever you want, paddle boards, they've got them all at Holiday Harbor. And they're clean, the people are professional. We're going out there in a couple of weeks, taking a patio boat out, and doing some barbecuing and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, you'll have to let me know that is. I'll join you.
Well, you know what? We just might. You know what? Please do that. In fact, we get enough people, we'll take a houseboat out, you know, a big barge. So give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. We're going to get Kevin Kelly in here and talk about what's going on out there at the lake. There's still plenty of water in the lake to enjoy yourself. We'll be right back. Billy Bob, we'll get to you as soon as this break's over.
The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run, benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Pause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RuddingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Sellers, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Sellers. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run, benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Pause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show on Friday, August 14th at 7:30 a.m. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl, Bob, and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. You should be here during the halftime here. We're rolling around the floor punching each other. It's not fair. You need me in the groin, and I wasn't watching.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Be
hey,
a big
look.
Boy.
All right, come down. Hey, this Sunday, come down to the View 202. Join Linda and I and everybody that's down there out in the veranda. Great food. Linda is singing from 11 to 1 with her jazz ensemble. It's a good time. The food is wonderful. The prices are outstanding. You got a view of the river. It's the only place on the river you can just sit there and watch the Sacramento, watch the people coming down and seeing people fishing and on the rafts, on the paddleboard, see it all. Give them a call, though, at 226-8439 for reservations.
You need to be out on the patio.
You want to be out on the patio. But if you know if the patio's filled out, yes, then just come on inside. And after you're finished, come on out and sit in some of the chairs out there.
And the music is?
Music is piped in.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay, now let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, your turn.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call. And I fully agree with you, Trish. And in full compliance and agreement with Charles and his statement on the phone. This guy, Donald Trump, is going to be a miracle for the United States. He doesn't need to do this. He's way beyond having to fight this battle. But again, the socialists and the communists that run Washington, D.C., I can't wait until we elect this man. And he's going to walk in and he's going to fire the Department of Energy, Department of Education, and all of these bureaucratic people that aren't needed in Washington, send all the power back to the states and give it all, you know, the money that's wasted in Washington, D.C. is going to be over, and this is the only guy that can get it done.
Well, I tell you, Billy Bob, you know the only person I heard say that, though, during that debate was Huckabee. He said that Huckabee said that he thinks that it all should be pushed back down to the states, the Department of Education, the EDA.
Read the Constitution.
Everything.
That's
I heard him say that, and I thought that's a real interesting statement.
Read the Constitution. Yeah. All those powers belong to the state. The federal government should never have been involved in any of it.
Yes.
Exactly. The EPA.
Education. It's not in there.
Yeah, no, and again, there's only one guy that can upset the apple cart and get this job done to save America. And Ted Cruz is great, but he's going to be beat to death because he's a Tea Party guy. And again, there is Ben Carson. You'd make a great Surgeon General.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think put one of them in there as president, and the rest of them can be the cabinet. Get rid of all
the
guards.
Would that be a great cabinet?
You've
I was thinking
great,
about that.
Great country.
I agree
with you, and we just make a team out of it with Donald leading the crowd. And I'll tell you what the liberal press is going to try to take him out.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
And all right. Great comment,
bury him,
Billy
so
Bob.
I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, we got somebody else.
We got
Billy
another
Bob.
Call behind.
All right,
you.
Jim. Good morning. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We are fine. We are fired up, and we've got everybody out there excited, too.
I know. Hey, the EPA said they're sorry for the spill they made over there in Colorado.
You mean the destruction of the Animas River here? The Animas River, the destruction of that?
They were just sorry for it.
I can't believe that.
It was a small mistake.
Yeah, I know, and millions of gallons of that contamination.
Kills everything.
Oh, my God, and every time one of the big companies has had a teeny little spill or done anything in one of these super funds, my God, they slap the end of the world on them, and they want to lock them up and pipe air to them, and now the EPA is sorry.
Yeah, if you want to see exactly what they did, look what they did to the guy out here at Washington Mine that let 2,500 gallons go down the river.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing some time. I don't know if he's doing time in jail or not for it, but
they won't do
that. I know that he got hit pretty hard for it.
Sure. Well, the EPA should be able to find itself, a couple billion dollars for this. But I tell you what, the lawsuits are already lining up because they've lost their farmlands, they've lost drinking water, they've destroyed that whole area, they've killed off everything in that stream.
But the problem with that is we end up paying.
Yeah, it's their own money.
That's us.
Yeah, then it's their own money that comes back to them. Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
But and behind the dam up here, we got a whole bunch of mine shafts up there in the back that have dams up in front of them. And those mine shafts store lots of water. And if somebody was to go up there and rake some of those out from up there and let them go, there's lots of water come down out of those two.
Okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit. We've got streams up there that are actually run blue from the copper and red. I'm sorry, blue from the copper and red from the lead. Is that right?
I don't know, but there's contamination coming
out of
those.
It runs red and blue. But what they have is, because it was a good article today, believe it or not, in Record Searchlight, that said that you've got backup containment systems, so that kind of that accident they had on the Animas in Colorado really couldn't happen here.
No.
And so if you get a chance, take a look at that, because it said how they did it, the amount of cleanup has been done, which is tremendous, but it's still not safe, according to the EPA. But by the time it reaches Lake Shasta and mixes
because
the water,
the dilution.
The dilution makes it safe. Anyway, all right, thanks a lot, Jim. Okay, let's go on back in here again then. Carly Fiorino and was that. I thought that Rick Perry, who, by the way, I understand, I just saw a headline, says that he's stopped paying his election staff, so he's out of it.
I think so. I liked him.
What about the guy from Ohio?
He did a good job in Texas.
Oh, he
as
did a
governor.
Great job.
Did a great job. The guy from Ohio, Kasich? No.
Kasich is he's a dark horse.
He's a dark horse, but he's another one that the media favors and the Republican establishment likes and is really trying to push him, which I don't know a lot about him, but right away then I start thinking I don't want to know anything about him because I really don't want anyone who is acceptable to the Republican establishment.
We've got lots of comments in our chat room. I'm not defending Fox News. They're just as bad as the rest of the mainstream. But just because they unleash the dogs doesn't make Donald the guy for the job. The other one is Fox News is the least bad of all the news stations.
But that's not the same
as being good. All right.
I like that very much. You know what? And there was no question about the fact that Fox News had something to prove by hosting that debate. I've had a lot of friends say to me, but they didn't beat up on our candidates near as bad as the other people do. I didn't mind the format, the fact that they used 31 of the minutes in their questioning. I thought that was a bit over the thing. I wanted to hear more
the
from
show
those
wasn't about
candidates.
Them. Right.
But it was about them, and it was about them making a name. And I think Megyn Kelly, who I don't have any strong feelings one way or other about it, but I believe she was way out of line in her attack on him. And I don't think anybody's going to change my mind on that. That was a stupid question. What he had said on in his reality shows or whatever had no bearing on that stage and what those people stood for and how they were going to represent this country as presidential candidates. And so that is just how it is.
Okay. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
According to Trish.
Well, my opinion.
Your opinion. That's why we're here. We're editorializing. We are not writing the news. We are editorializing on things that we've seen. Now, who else? Okay. All right. Now, I saw Marco Rubio.
There's some good I like about Mark Rubio.
He came up a lot, in my opinion. He came up and he was saying things, and I'm looking at this young man, and I'm thinking, you know, this guy could be, if you team him up with the right guy, this guy could be, he could be the future there, because he was hitting some really good conservative things. I'm not saying he's perfect.
Take his charisma and presentation and package that with Ted Cruz and his debatability and just basic knowledge of the Constitution and the law and the country and approaches. Boy, what a candidate that would make.
And then we get into, Chris Christie, I think, lost. Chris Christie is angry and calls people names. Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, I think, in my mind.
Brilliant guy.
He's brilliant. But he was defensive and kind of felt like he kind of just kind of was very, you're picking on me kind of attitude.
How about Huckabee? Okay, let's go quick. Huckabee.
Huckabee.
He won't make it because he's too much of a religious guy, but damn, he did say some great things.
And I've always liked him. Yeah. He's got.
Did you hear one person in this whole group say, I, as president, I will cut the government by 10% within 4 years?
No.
Yes, that's the first thing that should be on their list. The first thing I'm going to do is, not by firing people, but what I will do is make them work more efficiently. But in the first 4 years, I will cut the government by 10%. God knows that we can do this because you do it in business.
Well, and we hit on it earlier. And here's the deal. Go back to following the Constitution that was adopted by this United States and get rid of all those things that the federal government is not supposed to do. You cut the education. If you look at the education budget that the federal government has, if you took all that money that employs all those people in education doing things they have no right to do as the federal government, that's supposed to be with the state, put that money back in the classroom.
Tomorrow, Bruce Dean, president and CEO of the Black Bear Diner, also head of the California Restaurant Association, is going to be our guest talking about minimum wage and all the stuff that goes along with that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Number of people applying for unemployment has dropped to the lowest level in 15 years when averaged over the past month. Just over 266,000 applications for jobless benefits filed in the past 4 weeks. We bought more cars and building supplies, and we ate out more last month. Retail sales climbing 0.6%. Retail analyst Britt Beamer says long 4th of July weekend had a lot to do with it.
Basically, around those holiday weekends when the retailers slice their prices the most, it brings shoppers out in a big, big way.
Retail sales picked up in July following a flat showing in June. Two same-sex couples seeking marriage licenses turned away by a county clerk's office in Kentucky. SRN's Patrick Foss says this clerk isn't backing down in the face of legal action.
Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis has been sued by two homosexual and two